Americans for Limited Government targets Biden for withholding life-saving coronavirus treatment. By Hannah Blow on October 4, 2021. Americans for Limited Government, a nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing the size and scope of government and maximizing individual freedom, has been working behind the scenes to garner support for legislation to stop the Biden administration from withholding life-saving coronavirus treatment from Americans who need it. A number of Republican senators, including Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, Rick Scott, RFL, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Roger Marshall, RKS, Kevin Cramer, RND, Mike Braun, RID, and Tommy Tuberville, RL, are backing legislation to stop the Biden administration from politicizing life-saving coronavirus treatment via the Treatment Restoration for Emergency Antibody Therapeutics, TREAT, Act. The legislation would prohibit the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, from implementing policies that restrict hospitals and other appropriate healthcare providers from ordering and receiving COVID-19 monoclonal antibody, mAb, treatments directly from manufacturers and distributors. Americans for Limited Government has played a key role in garnering support for the legislation, even before it was introduced. The Biden medicine rationing demand is a direct attempt to get America to accept the federal government as having legitimacy in getting between the patient and the doctor and determining treatment protocols, Americans for Limited Government President Rick Manning wrote in an op-ed last month. Prior to Rubio's introduction of the legislation, the organization urged people to take action and email lawmakers and demand that they support the TREAT Act to stop Biden's rationing of healthcare. The organization also sent a letter to senators, urging them to join the effort. The legislation will be introduced on Tuesday, and we urge senators who wish to co-sponsor to contact Senator Rubio's office and to take a stand against Biden's COVID treatment rationing, the organization wrote in the letter addressed to senators. The federal government mustn't play politics with patients' lives based on blue state and red state rivalries. The Biden administration's job is to facilitate access and distribution of medical and pharmaceutical supplies amid the COVID pandemic, whether it's drugs, tests, ventilators, masks or anything else, not to restrict it, potentially endangering patients' lives who now might not get the treatment they need. Every senator should follow the first principle of Hippocrates, do no harm. Please support the Rubio legislation to support protecting lives above all and to put an end to Biden's political COVID treatment rationing. The push is in response to the Biden administration announcing its decision to essentially ration the distribution of monoclonal antibody treatments, citing the need for equitable distribution. The decision heavily affected states such as Florida, as DeSantis has continued to announce the openings of new treatment centers. HHS will determine the amount of product each state and territory receives on a weekly basis. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced at the time. Both Senators Rubio and Scott have since sent a letter to HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra, demanding answers on the administration's decision to limit the life-saving treatment.